Am I on? Yeah. So now we're going to have our Bible reading. So I'm going to need some volunteers. So we need about 10 people either side. So everybody under the age of about 15, and anybody over the age of about 15 who wants to join in as well would be absolutely great. Don't all rush at once. I'm going to have to start choosing. Are you coming to help? Fantastic. Come on then. Can we get a few from this side of the church? Come on. You know you want to. You do. Are you going to come and help? Come on then. Do you want to come and stand on this side? Can we have some adults as well? That would be great. That's great. Over the age of 15? It's fantastic. Yeah, not 50, 15. No, 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 no. Just stay there. Just stay there.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Anybody else? So I could do with probably another 9 people. Whose eye can I catch? Everybody looks down at this point. Thank you. Go that side, that'd be great. Thank you. Absolutely fantastic. That was a bit painful, but we got there. Okay, so those of you who are still sitting down, you haven't actually got away with it. You are still part of this drama. You just get to sit down while you're doing it. So this side of the church, including my lovely volunteers over here, you are the Christians. This side of the church, you are the Ephesians. So what are you over here? And what are you over here? Yes, you've got it. You've got it sorted. So the story starts with Paul. So Paul was in Ephesus. He was teaching the word of God to the Christians. Now God used Paul to do some amazing miracles. Even a piece of cloth that he had touched could make someone better if they were sick. Go find somebody. Just anybody? Anybody? Fine. Fantastic. Well done. Yay! Now, in Ephesus, there was a Jewish group called the Seven Sons of Sceva. Seven sons of Sceva. They were traveling around, making evil spirits go out of people. They tried to use the name of Jesus to do the same thing. They found a man who had an evil spirit. Simon needs a lot of prayer. But the man with the evil spirit jumped up, and the evil spirit said, "I know Jesus, I know Paul, but I don't know who you are." And then he beat up the sons of Sceva and he tore their clothes. The crowd all around was so scared. A little bit of audience interaction here. Bit of scary. Thank you. That's excellent. The people believed in Jesus and confessed all the terrible things that they have done. They went down on their knees to confess what they had done. Some of them, who had magic books, brought them and burnt them on the fire. And so the word of God spread throughout the whole area. Now things were going so well that Paul decided to make plans to leave and go to Jerusalem and maybe Rome. So off he goes. But just as he's leaving, he heard about a man called Demetrius. Demetrius made a lot of money making silver models of the goddess Artemis. Now Demetrius met with the other idol makers and he said, people are listening to Paul and believing what he's saying. They won't believe in Artemis anymore. We will lose money. People will not buy our statues. The people said, but the goddess Artemis is so important. She won't be important anymore. And they've been shouting and brandishing their fists. Great is Artemis of Ephesus. All the people in the city were very confused at what was happening. They just couldn't understand. It was just turning into chaos. I know you're all confused anyway. They even went and they grabbed two of Paul's friends. They stood them in front of the people of Ephesus. And they tried to make claims against them. But there was such chaos and such noise that nobody could work out what was happening. But then a city leader came to take control. The city leader said, be quiet. We all know how amazing the god Artemis is. These people have not said anything bad. They haven't stolen. If you have a problem with them, then go to the courts. And if not, everyone go home. The end. Thank you very much.
Oh. Thank you very much. Confused? So, you should be, absolutely. So, there was certainly a lot going on in Ephesus, wasn't there? It was absolute chaos, and Paul was definitely making his presence felt. Now, young people, do not switch off at this point, okay? Because I know how tempting it is to think, this isn't for me. This is, this is the adult bit, the talk. But actually, what I'm going to say is just as important if you are 5 as it is if you are 105. Okay? So don't switch off. In the first part of our reading, we see the effect that a knowledge of the power of Jesus has on people. The 7 sons of Sceva, the Jewish high priest. Now I had to read that because Sceva was the Jewish high priest and the 7 people were the sons of Sceva. I had to work that one out in my head when I was doing the reading. So they were going around in the name of Jesus, who they had heard Paul talk about. But they didn't know Jesus. They hadn't accepted him for themselves. And because of this, they didn't have the authority to use Jesus' name. Paul, on the other hand, did have authority to use Jesus' name because he had made Jesus Lord of his life. And so Paul was able to drive out demons, to heal the sick, to perform miracles. But these seven men, they'd seen the miracles in Jesus' name, and they thought, we'd like some of that. They wanted the glory for themselves. They hadn't really thought about what Paul was saying and who Jesus was. They hadn't investigated Jesus. All they had done is thought, that looks good. He's really important. People are really like listening to him. We want some of that. Let's try and do what he did. But they didn't know Jesus. And because of this, the demon that didn't have to respond when they commanded him, and instead he was able to overpower all seven of them. And you know, there really is power in Jesus' name. And when we have surrendered our lives to him and given him the authority, we can command things in Jesus' name. Did you know that? Did you know that if you loved it, you can command in Jesus' name? And we can do and see the kind of miracles that we see in the Bible. They happen. They are real. They are happening today. And I was reminded of this. I've been away to a camp, to a Christian camp, and I was really reminded of this and of the fact that when we are surrendered to Jesus, we don't have to beg and ask and please, but we actually have authority to command things in Jesus' name. And sickness does go. Not always, but it does. And I saw some healings, and I saw some amazing things, and people set free in prayer, in Jesus' name, when I was away, and have done in the past. And I'm sure that some of you have. But I want to encourage you today, on the basis that we know there is power in Jesus' name, that if you need some sort of healing, if you need to know Jesus, that actually, when we come to our prayer activities, if you need prayer for yourself, if you need Jesus to do something for you in your life, the prayer team are going to be in the side chapel, and I just want to encourage you not to go and do the activities that we're going to do, but to actually come and get prayer, because we need to be praying more. We need to be praying more in Jesus' name, and we need to see God move. Because there was a remarkable change in Ephesus when the power of Jesus was demonstrated. People who secretly believed in him, in what Paul was saying, came clean and they admitted that they worshipped Jesus. There were lots of people who were involved in all sorts of occult activities, in witchcraft, and they openly renounced their practice and they gave their lives to Jesus. And that was something that cost them dearly. Those scrolls that were burnt there were worth a huge amount of money. It says 50,000 drachma. A drachma was worth about a day's wages. So if we take an average day's wage now, that was about £46 million worth of scrolls and valuables going up in smoke. Because the power of Jesus and the demonstration of his power changes people's perception and allows them to change their lives. And that had a knock-on effect. That 46 million going up in smoke made Demetrius really think about it. Because he's like, hang on a minute. This guy, if this happens, my business is going to suffer. I'm going to lose loads of money. He knew what was going on. and how much money he could lose as those scrolls went up in smoke. And he knew that if the people continued to turn to Jesus, that would be the end of him. So he called the other craftsmen together. But rather than just point out the financial loss, he played on their religious thinking about the goddess Artemis. He played on what they thought they knew as well as the financial aspect. And he stirred them up into a panic over what could happen. And then we see the natural outcome of the crowd, don't we? We see them not thinking for themselves, not looking at the issues, not considering what was actually going on and the truth of things, but blindly following. And we end up with the riot. We also see some racial tension going on. Alexander, who we didn't mention, but if you read the reading, he was trying to speak and defend Paul, and the crowd go, "But you're Jewish. Paul was Jewish. We're against Paul, so we're against you." I'm not going to go into too many details about racial tensions and blindly following, but there's an awful lot of that happening in our world today. So easy to do, you know. Many people today know about Jesus, but they choose not to follow him. They choose not to investigate for themselves the claims that Jesus makes, or the claims that we make for Jesus. And it's because the cost of following him, they think, might be too much. It might be that they have a job that is not appropriate. It might be that some of the aspects of lifestyle that people live would not please God. It might be fear of what other people will think of them. And so they choose to put other things before themselves and not to turn to Christ. But it's not just non-Christians that put other things before God. So often, without realizing it, we do that too. So often, we let other activities take priority over God and over our relationship with him. Quite often, it is in our finances. We don't give what we know that God asks us to give, because we're worried that we might not have enough money to live on. Or we take extra shifts, or we take a better but a busier job that cuts into the time that we might have given to God in whatever way, whether that's in prayer and meeting with him individually or other things. But it can be lots of other things as well. Education is a biggie, especially our desires for our children's future. And quite often we see that actually we put time and education and study and GCSEs take priority over maybe that evening at the youth group or that time spent with God for our young people. We put education before God. Relationships can be another thing that take us away as we get involved in other people. And often it can be really silly things, like a TV program or an activity or a sport. We know that our prayer life, our Bible reading life, our relationship with God is suffering. But actually, I really like that TV program and I need to keep up with it to make sure I know what's happening next. As we move on, we're going to worship and then we're going to have a prayer and reflection time. But I'd like you to take a few minutes to think about whether there are actually any idols in your life. Whether there are things that you know would cut, that take you away from God, things that you put before God. Good test of this is to ask yourself, if I had to give up X, whatever X might be, in order to spend more time with God, and I don't mean more time on church activities, I mean more time with God, would I give it up? If God asked me to choose X or Him, would that be a struggle for me? And if it is, I might want to suggest that X might be an idol in your life. And we're going to deal with that in our prayer and reflection time. Okay, the worship band is going to come up now. And they're going to play. And I just want you to take some time as they play to think about, you can join in with the worship, but actually think about and ask God, do I have an ex? Do I have an idol? Do I have something that's causing me to be distant from you?